Judas Iscariot was near the Lord, and yet he was so far away. Think about it. Judas was in the presence of God. He saw the mighty hand of the Lord. He witnessed the miracles, and yet we find that he turned his back on Jesus. He betrayed him. My friend, let's not be a Judas, but let's be a believer.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for being a part today, and I pray that the Word of God would minister to your heart and that God would speak to you and you sense the very presence of the Lord. As we are in the book of Matthew in chapter 26, and I'll read verse 48 and 49. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast." And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And we're talking about Judas Iscariot. That's right, the one that betrayed Jesus. Judas betrayed Jesus with what? The Bible says with a kiss. You see, the hatefulness of his crimes reached its limit when he gave the enemies of Christ the symbol of affection. For that's what the kiss was symbolic of, friendship or affection. Oh, my friend, how evil the human heart really is. It's deceitful above all things. It's more deceitful than we realize. But Judas also was the recipient of divine patience. Why he persisted in following Christ, we can only speculate, but we can marvel at the love and the patience of Jesus as he bore with Judas for 3 years. You see, Jesus knew all along that this so-called disciple would betray him, yet he kept the door open. Even when he met Judas, Jesus referred to him as friend. If we would have been able to look into the future and known what Jesus knew, we probably would have scorned the traitor and ran him out of town. But not with Jesus, who is patient toward all men. You know, if it were me, I probably would have ran him out and said, "Get out of here, I don't want any part of you." But God is patient. God is merciful, praise God. He gives us the opportunity, doesn't he? He's patient toward us more than we can comprehend. If I were God, I would have come back and wrapped this thing up a long time ago. But you know what? I'm not God, and you're not God either. The scripture says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering, or we could say patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Sometimes we wonder why Jesus hasn't come back yet. What's causing his delay? Well, I'll tell you what it is. He's waiting for one more soul, hallelujah. He's waiting for that one to surrender their lives to him. He's waiting for that one to repent and to be saved. Bible said angels in heaven rejoice over one that has repented, praise God. But notice something else here about Judas that I believe compares to many today. And that is this: Judas was near the Lord, yet he was so far away. Oh my, think about that. Judas was in the presence of the Lord. He saw the mighty hand of God. He witnessed the miracles. He witnessed Jesus raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out devils, delivering those who were bound, cleansing the lepers, healing deaf ears, and yet he did not believe. At least not totally, not really in his heart. My friend, how many today have the opportunity to ask Jesus to come into their heart, to be their Lord and Savior, but in their heart they really don't believe? Maybe you're listening right now. You're driving down the road, and you know that there is a God, but you really don't believe with all your heart, or you haven't surrendered your heart and life to him as God wants you to. My friend, God has given you right now the opportunity to repent of your sins and ask Christ Jesus to come into your heart, for that is the reason he died on the cross. My friend, do not be a Judas Iscariot.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.